Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Brian Payne, Executive Director of Product Marketing for Dell PowerEdge Servers. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Allison. I'm glad to be here.
So, Brian, this is your third time on the program. I guess we'll call this your Chip Chat hat trick. But why don't you just describe your role at Dell for those folks who, you know, haven't heard from you on this program before?
I've been at Dell coming up on my 18th year, so I've seen a lot. And I've been part of our PowerEdge server product organization all of that time, and PowerEdge servers have been around for about 21 years now, so I've seen a lot of that growth during that time that we've shared together between our two companies. I lead a team that's responsible for defining our server portfolio and defining the server products that we offer in the marketplace, delivering those products into the market and keeping them up to date throughout their life cycle.
Today, we're talking all about software-defined infrastructure. Can you tell me about Dell's vision of a software-defined future?
So no day, no year is like the year before. And right now, we are going through a major transition as we look into the future of the data center. And it's one that we see becoming a software-defined data center that's built on top of compute-centric platforms. And so we've already seen software-defined, if you will, or software abstraction occur. And that primarily was driven by this idea of virtualized server designs. As we look to the next frontier, we see the emergence of software-defined storage. More and more, we see the integration of the traditional silos of enterprise technology moving into a software-defined, server-centric world. And so we're preparing ourselves for that as we look to build out, you know, the future-ready data center or help our customers build out their future-ready data centers.
With the delivery of solutions from Dell and delivery of next-generation processors from Intel with the Xeon E5 V4, tell me about the new PowerEdge servers and what this represents to the marketplace.
The big thing that we see out there is that our customers are seeing a tremendous growth in demand that's fueled by digital disruption, if you will, in the business models. And so what that means for us is we've got to continue to push the envelope, enabling them to respond to demand for quicker transactions and quicker delivery of information, and overall enabling a more agile business that's able to keep up in today's environment. And that means we've got to develop the technology that is able to leap above prior generations. And so that's, in fact, what we're doing with the current release powered by Intel. We're going to see an uptick in the overall compute capabilities within our server designs. And then we complement that with the capabilities that we design into our servers. And so we will be refreshing and updating our current generation of PowerEdge servers, which we call the 13th generation of PowerEdge servers, by giving them a performance uptick of up to 20% in terms of driving better application performance. But another big area that we focus on is systems management. We've got to make sure that we can make the people who are managing that infrastructure more effective and more productive. And so that's where we've been pouring a tremendous amount of investment and practical innovation that we learn from hearing directly from our customers into our products to make the process of dealing with the infrastructure more seamless and automated. Great example of that is something that we call zero-touch deployment. So we have one large customer that has a very dynamic business environment. They have a large server infrastructure, but they need to repurpose that infrastructure on a periodic basis to adapt to different demands for different applications. And so they literally use this technology that we've created in order to, over the weekend during downtimes in their business cycle, repurpose hundreds of servers for a different business use in the following week. Another area that is painful for IT admins out there in the world is this idea of managing the infrastructure. And today, many of the management tools include Java-based clients, which you know, require a bunch of security updates, add some time in the actual, you know, process of managing the servers. And we're driving a shift with this upcoming release to HTML5 support so that we're going to make that process more secure and simpler for our customers. So when I say practical innovation, those are a couple of examples of things that we're doing at the management layer to make sure that IT admins can focus less on those day-to-day operations and focus more on enabling the data center to power the business more effectively and efficiently.
The management obviously is a key piece of making that easier for customers. Are there other things that Dell is doing to drive simplification of deployment?
Some of the complexity comes with just the idea of determining what the architecture needs to look like for a given business application and, you know, understanding what are some of the best practices out there that we see in certain industry verticals and certain use cases, and then how can we package that up into a blueprint to help customers demystify the integration of technology, give them a recipe to put the technology together in a way that we know is going to work and it's been proven in the marketplace, so we can speed up the time to the initial hosting of a service because we've taken some of that upfront engineering and architecture time out, and then we can actually even fulfill the procurement and the delivery of that solution and reduce that overall time to value equation so that they can be more productive in their business. So that's one big area which we've been focused on, really giving them blueprints, whether it's for a virtualized infrastructure or for a collaboration tool set or for a big data analytics solution. Those are the kinds of areas where we're focused on innovating, helping standardize and drive simplicity where currently complexity reigns.
At the end of the day, these solutions still run on infrastructure, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the collaboration between Dell and Intel around deriving the best possible capabilities out of that infrastructure and what's coming next for 13G that you're excited about. Can you speak a little bit about what it's like to work in a collaborative Dell-Intel engineering team towards the delivery of a system like this and what you're excited about from this generation of solutions?
You know, one thing that has been very valuable in the relationship with Intel and Dell is this idea of looking at the various industry verticals that exist and looking at the various workloads that we see our customers running, and then the emerging trends that we see happening on the bleeding edge and trying to predict where things are going to go, and then identifying, okay, that means from an Intel perspective, you guys are going to build certain technology and chips that are going to have certain capabilities, and then we've got to make sure that we wrap the right product capabilities, the overall server designs around those. And so that's a very collaborative process that's customer-driven, and ultimately, over time, that has evolved from a product-level discussion into a solution-level discussion. How do we develop the right infrastructure capabilities that are going to make a solution for, let's say, big data analytics or transaction processing or for a general purpose virtualized server? How can we make that more effective that it's going to deliver better economic value to our customers? Or in other words, slash their costs and deliver more capability to the business. And so there's a lot of upfront envisioning that has to happen that ultimately results in a reference architecture today where somebody can deliver a solution more effectively and cost effectively than they did 5-6 years ago.
So Brian, I know that we've probably piqued the interest of our listeners about the new 13G platforms. Can you share a URL or other resource to find out more?
For PowerEdge servers, go to www.dell.com/PowerEdge13G servers. And then to learn more about our solution level capabilities, go to futureready.dell.com.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. Can't wait for you to come back for episode number 4.
All right. We'll keep churning away new innovations and we'll be back.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.